Chapter 20. The Sand Arrives. I woke Tuesday morning to the sounds of a crowing rooster and a bus honking its horn for riders. The sounds of a new day in this developing country, with the sun ready to rise and give light to some kind of new hope. Getting the bridge construction started today would at least give two communities in Nicaragua a renewed sense of hope that they had not been forgotten amongst all the hustle and bustle in life, often referred to as the American dream. The motorcycle ride to the bridge site that morning allowed me the opportunity to fully enjoy the beauty of the mountain chain which surrounded the town of Mativas. The morning sun provided a spectacular sight as it began to peek over these mountains. I tapped Santos's son on the shoulder almost a dozen times along the way, signaling him to stop and allow me to take photographs. After taking several, I quickly realized that no photo could ever fully capture the magnificent beauty of the sun's beams as they radiated through the low-hanging clouds that surrounded the mountaintops. Arriving at the bridge site, I saw Santos waiting for me, ready to get started. Though I had no idea when the sand or stonemason would arrive, I decided to start marking off the walls for the foundation tier. Santos held one end of the tape measure while I read the other as we checked the length of each side of the excavation against the drawing. Satisfied with these measurements, we verified the depth of the excavation in several places, which averaged 1 meter. In Milosh's instructions, the walls for the foundation tier needed to be 60 centimeters in width. I measured the 60 centimeters from the sides of the excavation, and Santos marked the measurement by drawing a line in the dirt with a stick. Once we finished, the lines formed a near-perfect rectangle within the earthen walls of the excavation. A small stone was placed on the ground to mark each of the inside corners of this rectangle. At this point, I chuckled because I now needed 4 small pieces of lumber to drive in the ground at these corners, something sturdy to tie the string around. Then I realized what we were building, a stone foundation wall, not a brick wall for a house. I also remembered where we were building it. With these two thoughts in mind, I signaled for Santos to cut me 4 long sticks from the tree branches lying on the ground nearby. Within minutes, Santos was holding 4 relatively straight sticks of equal length, with the point whittled on one end to make hammering them into the ground a little easier. It still amazed me to see how these people used their machete like I would a handsaw or chainsaw. By this time, a lot of people from both communities had arrived to help. I noted the previous day a few tree limbs and a group of smaller trees which might interfere with the bridge's walking platform, so I went and showed several of the men what needed to be cut, using their machetes, of course. The others continued sorting through the stone pile, which was still quite large. Everyone was willing to help, which was quite encouraging to me. In the short amount of time it took me to give instructions to the others, Santos had driven 2 of the sticks at the locations we had marked with the small stones. Climbing back down into the excavation, I helped him drive the remaining 2 sticks using the same stone he had used for a hammer. Then I pulled the package with the string and line level from my backpack. I securely tied the end of the string to one stick at the approximate height of one of the larger stones and pulled the string across to the adjacent stick. Santos held the string tight while I placed the line level on the string. I signaled for Santos to slowly raise the string he was holding till the bubble was exactly in the middle of the 2 lines on the level. Santos wrapped the string around the second stick several times and then pulled it across the length of the foundation to the 3rd stick. We repeated the leveling process and then cut and tied the string back to the 1st stick. After rechecking the string on each side with the line level, I exited the excavation and took a few pictures. I have to admit, the sticks and string marking off the foundation walls was something I would only expect to see at a construction site in a developing country. With the walls of the bridge's foundation tier now marked off, we carried and tossed more of the larger stones into the excavation. Having a reservoir of the larger stones would hopefully make building the walls a little faster, whenever that would be. We carried stones for almost an hour while others continued sorting the stone pile. Suddenly, everyone stopped what they were doing and listened, looking towards the road. It was a large covered truck carrying the sand. Thankfully, Santos took charge, showing the driver the area already cleared of debris near a large tree. The location for the sand pile was a good distance from the main construction area, meaning it would not be in the way of other material deliveries. I watched as the driver slowly backed down the hill towards the tree. After the truck stopped, I was quick to notice that it wasn't equipped with a dump bed. However, I was relieved when the two men appeared from the truck and jumped in the back with their shovels. As they began shoveling, I remember thinking, this could take them all day. Meanwhile, other volunteers stayed busy gathering more stones. The bridge design on this side of the river called for four tiers with a long approach ramp, meaning a lot of stones were needed. The approach ramp also required that a large area be cleared from behind the tiers, which included a farmer's barbed wire fence. The farmer had generously donated the land for the bridge and had also agreed to have the fence relocated. A few of the men were already cutting and driving new posts in preparation for relocating the fence. After several hours of moving stones, I went back to the delivery truck to check the progress of unloading the sand. To my surprise, the back of the truck was nearly empty, with one man beginning to sweep out the remnant from the front of the truck bed. I began inspecting the granularity of the black sand when the truck driver came over to me and started speaking to me in English. I was startled before asking him how he learned his English. He said he had spent several years working in the United States as a truck driver and had returned and married a woman from Nicaragua. He chose to live in Mataguas because he liked the lifestyle of the people there. Then, of course, he wanted to know why I was here and what was being built. I spent the next 10 minutes explaining my involvement in the footbridge project and how would be built by the people in the communities. He was amazed that a church from the United States would not only raise the money, but actually come up into the mountains of Nicaragua and help the communities build the bridge. Then I explained my church's decade-long history of doing mission work in Nicaragua and some of the other completed projects. As I continued to run my hands through the coarse sand, I remembered using a screen sifter at the bridge site in El Salvador. The screen sifter, with wood sides and a full screen bottom, was used to sift out the larger grains of sand, allowing the finer granules to pass through. The finer sand would be mixed with the bags of the cement, making the mortar to be used in the construction of the bridge's stone foundation walls. Getting the stone foundation wall started this week now not only depended on hiring a stonemason who would actually show up for work, but getting a screen sifter made. This being the case, I asked the truck driver if he would give me a ride back to town. He obliged and insisted I ride in the truck's cab rather than in the back with the other workers. On the windshield of his truck was a large decaled sticker of Jesus wearing a crown of thorns. I was intrigued that someone would put this depiction on their vehicle's windshield, so I pointed to it. He looked over at me and asked, "Jesus, the same as your Jesus?" I replied, "Yes, the same. The Son of God died on the cross on the third day, rose from the grave, and is now in heaven." He simply smiled and nodded his head. Then I showed him the picture I had taken with my phone of the small hardware store where the cement had been purchased. Thankfully, he knew exactly where it was located. I had already learned that when you're in a foreign country, knowing less than 20 real words of their language or have no idea where anything is located, a picture is worth a thousand words.